Today, I have a very special guest, Donna Williams. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I am just doing so well. I just want to say thank you for being here. And today we are going to be talking about hidden sugars within food, what it does to the body. And you are going to even provide us with your top five tips and tricks that you do. So I'm just excited to learn more about this. So before we get into the fun, juicy stuff, I just want to share a little bit about who you are, what you do, and I just want to hear a little bit more about your story. You are a certified holistic health coach, and you are also an author.
Yes.
And you help clients with the reversal, treatment, and prevention of high blood pressure. So, Donna, I just want to ask you how you just kind of got started on your health coaching journey, and what made you become so passionate about helping people with high blood pressure?
So much. I thank you for this opportunity, first thing. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure in 1996 after the death of my mother. She died of ovarian cancer. And then I got ill and having headaches, and I was just off. And I went to my doctor and he said I had high blood pressure. And he prescribed me medication and it was just bad. The side effects were horrible. And so I decided that I had to find another way. There got to be another way to live with this disease. I went to the library first, and then I found myself at the school of IIN. Though before I went to the school, I started the website, and my girlfriend said to me, "How can you be talking on the website and you're not even certified?" I said, "Well, I'm telling my own story." She says, no, you have to get certified." And that's how I went to school to get started on this journey.
Wow. And, you know, I think that's so great that you just did not accept what your doctor told you and you knew that there was a better way. So yes. I think it's all about being, we have to definitely be our own health advocates.
Yes.
So yeah, for sure. So, okay. So now we get to get into the juicy stuff. Sugar is everywhere. And it's just amazing how things have sugar that you wouldn't even think have sugar. Yes. So let's just kind of like lay the foundation and talk about what sugar is doing to our bodies.
Sugar to me is a delicious, delicious treat. And we got introduced to it from when we were kids, we were babies, our mother's breast milk, it had sugar. And so that I think is a part of Mother Nature. And so it had a delicious taste and smell. And the cavemen, they also had sweet tooth, but they were more active. So, and there wasn't as much sugary products as now. So though sugar is addictive and causes so many illnesses, it is not recognized as a cause. So it is the least treated or managed cause. So it aggregates and many different chronic diseases. It's at the foundation of a lot of diseases like hypertension, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, even behavioral and emotional problems like ADD and ADHD, depression, anxiety, different stuff that we would not think that sugar would bring on such a disease.
Yeah. And, you know, like you were just saying, sugar is, you know, like not a lot of people realize that when they consume a lot of sugar, I guess, and I'm so glad that you brought up that point so people can start to make the connection between sugar and different diseases. You know, you were talking about like diabetes, heart disease, because I know like with the heart, when we consume too much sugar, that just creates that extra insulin within the bloodstream, and then that affects the arteries, and then the artery walls, they can get inflamed. Yes. And they can grow thicker. So now that can just progress into, you know, having a heart attack or stroke. So my next question is, I guess let's just kind of talk about what are the top foods that have hidden sugar in them?
You would be amazed at the things that we eat normally and everyday products that has in sugar. And I need you to be aware that any sauce or thing you're using that has the O-S-E ending, like fructose, you'll want to watch for that natural sugars as well, because anything with the fructose is added sugar. And to use the natural sugars, you should look for, you know what, let me step back a minute. Because sugar isn't even in the thing that is natural, like agave that we use, honey, monk fruit, also dried fruits like dates and coconut. It's there, even in our juice, it's used as sweetener. But some of the top offenders with added sugar are dressings that we put on our salads. And remember, instead of using the store salads, we can create our own by using a little olive oil, balsamic vinegar, some garlic, onions chopped together and put together and use as our dressing. There's barbecue sauce that having 6 to 7 grams of sugar. And you wouldn't believe that that pasta sauce that we all love, like the marinara, it has up to 22 grams of sugar. So it is so much products that we eat on a daily basis, even to help us have probiotics like yogurt. It has in sugar. Peanut butter has in 4 grams of added sugar. So it is a lot out there. So we have to learn how to easily whip up natural salad dressing, pasta sauce, and we can do that with a bit of research. And these, when you do it on your own, it's much more healthier and you spend more time in the kitchen, yes, but it's a great way to combat the excess sugar that we tend to consume sometimes without even knowing.
Yeah, you know, I was in Costco a few days ago, and I always look at the labels. And yes, you would never thought, like my husband, he loves salsa. So yeah, they had, it was like, it said organic salsa. So at first glance, you look at it and you're like, oh, okay, it's organic. And the label's really pretty. And then I flipped it over and the third ingredient was agave. Yeah. And I'm thinking like, it's salsa. Why are we putting agave, you know, in salsa? So, because usually I do make my own salsa, but you know, every now and then I like to cheat and just, it's just much simpler just to buy it off the shelf. So once I saw the agave, I'm like, okay, you're going to stay on the shelf. I'm not taking you home with me. So I just encourage everybody. I think it really starts too, Donna, where we have to start looking on the labels before we purchase, because sugar comes under so many different under so many different names. And I also just kind of want to highlight what you said earlier. Anything that ends with O-S-E, the O's, that is a sugar. So just kind of quickly scan the back of the label, you know, to look for those hidden sugars. And actually, I think maybe like a good thing too is maybe in within the show notes, I will post a list of all the different names sugar could hide underneath, just so maybe somebody could print it out, kind of like shrink it. And when you go shopping, you can just pull out the list, because, you know, it's, who's going to memorize like that big giant list?
Please.
Right.
And we're so busy, we'd like to quickly get something and go. But I want to mention that most things have sugar, But if the sugar is at the top of the list, it's more sugar. If it's lower down, is less sugar included. So you can sort of keep that in mind also.
Yes, exactly. So you know what, Donna, if you can share with us the five shortcuts so we can start to reduce our sugar and start to live that healthier lifestyle.
Would you like me to share like some of the meals healthy eating or other ways?
Both.
Both? Okay. So first, I believe in, this takes a lot of time and we're all busy. I understand that. But I try to keep certain staples within my kitchen and my freezer and my pantry. So on the weekends, I make plans to cook at least 2 to 3 meals for the week or prepare different goodies, different snacks. Granted, I'm not going to be cooking on Sunday. We need a break. So I usually try to do it either Friday or Saturday. And I prepare lots of quick and easy stuff like raw veg and saute veg. I do foundational foods that you can repurpose, meaning you add other things to it, meaning a slice of meat, veg, or put it in a soup, make it into a soup. So some of the healthy ideas I have is I try to prepare nutrient-rich meals from scratch. I know we're all busy, but we can use shortcuts. For instance, I cook in batches. But when I say batches, I don't mean for a whole week. I will cook for maximum 3 days. And I cook like different proteins, at least 3 different proteins that can be for dinner and lunch. And we don't have to eat, like say we do chicken. We don't have to eat the chicken every day. We can have chicken on Monday and other protein, whatever it is, fish, meat, whatever, comes in between. So you don't get too tired of it too quickly, because to be eating the one meal for the whole week, no, that's not fun. And I also have freezer frozen ready-made meals that are healthy, like vegetable pad thai. You can just take it out the freezer, put it in the pot, warm up, and you're ready. You can add salads to it. So that's sugar is not there. And remember, you are making your own salad dressing. Soups you can put together with tons of vegetable. So, but before I go on, I would like to offer you a list of nutrient-dense foods that are packed with vitamins, mineral, antioxidants, and also I'd like to list their health benefits. So the link, Sydney, will be providing you with. So it is a great way to get you started to make life easy for you.
Yeah, and that all of the links are going to be within the show notes. And I was just going to add, getting started. I mean, I think that's one of like the hardest things to do is when you're going on any sort of, you know, like health journey, it's just like, most people like do their research, Dr. Google. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just get like so overwhelmed and you're just like, oh my gosh, where do I start? So I think like a good place, you know, to start is maybe just going to the link, reading it and just starting there.
Would you like me to give you some ideas of some healthy foods you can do on your own that's quick and easy?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. How about when we are going out, taking our own food along with us? I know that is not a really jazzy idea, but it is great because you will have your solid meals. Like, for instance, we are traveling on a plane. They're no longer giving us anything to eat. You have your water, some peanuts, which is full of salt, and soda. The most you might have to drink is a cup of tea that is not full of sugar. So you can make your own sandwiches. and take with you. That is easy and won't spoil and get soggy. For road trips, if you're driving, you don't want to go through the drive-through and eat the fried foods. So you can make your own stuff, vegetables, some nuts, bring fruits. Again, sandwiches goes everywhere. And you can fill your hotel with your hotel fridge with a veggie tray with hummus for healthy snacks. Then you're thinking about ready-made foods. Sometimes we need that just for our sanity. So if you're exhausted from the day, the best thing you can do is pick up a ready-made meal, like grab a rotisserie chicken from the deli. And then you add some veggies, some cut-up vegetables, or make a wrap with veg that you have made from the weekend. And you have something to eat real easy. Or I like to pick up stuff from Trader Joe. I hope it is in your area. And it's a great way to have little shortcuts that you can still live a life of ease and quickness as we go about our daily habits.
Yeah, I like those tips because, you know, like we are all super busy. A lot of us, you know, are working full time, our moms, our wives, and we're just going in so many directions at once. And having these shortcuts, I think would just, I'm all about like simplicity and okay, let's make this as easy as possible. Because after working a full day and taking care of like your children and the household, like at the end of the day, I know for me, some days I'm just like, okay, I just do not want to cook.
No,
but it's like, it's like, oh gosh, it's like, we got to eat, you know, like I got to feed my kids. So yeah, just, you know, like having those meals, those frozen ready meals, like you were saying, like the pate, and then you could just, you know, pair it with like some chicken or some fish or some sort of protein of your choice, I think would really help to streamline that process.
Yes. It is so great.
So is there anything else that you wanted to share that maybe I didn't, that I didn't ask you, or maybe I left out?
I would like to share, even though we're conscious about healthy eating and only eating certain foods, I believe that there should be no food that's off limits. Because then if it's off limits, you create a fear-based mindset around food, which can trigger disordered eating. And when we feel restricted, because if you're going to go on a detox or a cleanse, you ever notice all of a sudden you're craving all these things? So once we take away the limitations of foods not to eat, even if they have in a little sugar, you know, your willpower gets better and stronger. Because food is so multifaceted, it provides nutrition, but also brings people together to foster great community. Because whenever we get together, there's always food. So it can be emotional when choosing dishes that brings back family memories or remind you of the past. So it should never feel wrong to engage in the practice of sharing a meal. So instead of looking at food with rules and rigidity, try to view foods as neutral and then check in with yourself while eating to discern when you may be full, because you would eat slower. Be aware of what's going in with no distraction. So when we eat slower, the food gets a chance to digest and fill us up. So we would focus on eating and make sure that we feel good and make room for the foods we all love, even if it's have a little sugar involved.
Yeah, I like that. So Donna, I have one final question for you. And that is, what is one thing you would tell somebody that they could do for their health? And that one thing, it doesn't have to necessarily be sugar related. It could be like anything.
Connect with yourself within. Because we all need time to check in with ourselves and hear our small voice. And our body, or the naturalness within us, speak to us at all times. But sometimes we are so busy running on this treadmill of life that we don't hear ourselves. So from time to time, at least I make it a ritual of mine to listen to that small voice that's always there, that's always telling us, is this good or not, or take a step back. So that is where I go. I do listen to what others have to say, and I read affirmations and everything. But then there's even some affirmations that do not connect with you. So listening to that small voice within you will always guide you to wisdom and even more health.
Yeah, I agree. Well said. I just want to say, Donna, I've really enjoyed this conversation. And, you know, thank you just for taking the time. And for those who want to work with you and learn more about like high blood pressure, where is a good place to find you?
First, I want to thank you for this opportunity. And I know your website, balancehealthnow.com, is great and is full of knowledge on how the many ways we can also benefit from balancing our health. For me, my website is info@highbloodpressure.com. And I created it with a purpose in mind to help us live a healthier life, get to know the many alternative therapies out there that can help us, and also help to balance our side effects and maybe even reverse your diagnosis. So the possibility exists to, you know, take back control of your health.
That's right. I cannot stress that enough. Take back control of your life. And being, like I said earlier, I cannot stress this enough. We have to start being our own health advocates, because yes, Nobody else is going to do it. So you have to take care of you. You have to look out for you, your family, and your friends, like 100%. So one last question, Donna. Mm-hmm. Now, when you have your clients, do you do in-person, or do you do online, or do you do both?
I mostly do online. And how I do it is, after we have scheduled an appointment time, I send you a wellness wheel. It is an amazing thing, because you go through the different areas of our lives that affect us that we are not even aware of. And these different areas is the circle of our life, and our primary food that feeds our mind and body. And you would rate each sections and send it back to me. And from that, we start our conversation, because then you subconsciously or consciously, whichever way you fill out that wellness wheel, tells a story. So from that, we can talk about your story and see where to go from there. Perfect. And it's not a sales pitch. It's just a nice conversation and an awareness for you.
Exactly, exactly. So once again, thank you so much, Donna. And like I said, everything will be within the show notes. And until next time, stay well. Wait, don't go just yet. If you like today's episode, please leave a review. This way, the message of health and wellness can get shared with others. If you ever want to hang out, you can find me on Instagram @balancehealthnow. Until next time, stay well.